All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow tech enthusiasts. I'm Sam Bushman with NetworkProvidersInc.com, NPITechGuys.com for the podcast site and the radio broadcast site. That's NPITechGuys.com. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. Hopefully it'll be educational and entertaining as we keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. Jay Harrison's alongside for the ride. Welcome, sir.
Howdy, guys.
We're doing absolutely fantastic. Hope you are as well. I've also got Newman with us. And what's your title, Newman? Are you just like everything tech? Is that what it is?
Pretty much everything. Master Geek. More CSO for network providers, but Master Geek for all everybody else.
All right. Master Geek, Sam Bushman. Keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. You know what? I want to talk about insurance today. Cyber insurance specifically. It's a complicated world out there, Newman.
Oh, it is beyond belief what's gone on in the last couple of years with cyber insurance. Just with cyber insurance alone, you know, a lot of people ask me, hey, do I need it? And the answers are always the same. Well, bad actors are everywhere. Employees are not trained. And do you have security policies and procedures in place? That would kind of answer that question, whether you need it or not.
And I would say this, you know, when people ask, do I need it? My response is this. It's kind of a risk-reward analysis, the way I look at it, and say, you know, what's at risk for you? Let's kind of document, write down the things that could be at risk if you don't have it. So let me just ask you if, for example, a ransomware took over your network or took over your storage of files or whatever reference point you want to refer to, would you recover? What would happen to you? If all of a sudden, you know, your QuickBooks file was corrupted and ransomed or this and that, and what, all the way down the line, your email, your corporate documents, your storage, your drive, your backups, your what would happen to you? How catastrophic and financially problematic would that be for you? That's kind of the start of the discussion, right, Newman?
Oh, it is. And the fact is do you have the controls and policies and procedures in place that you can actually safely say to your CEO, we can be back up within an hour of ransom? I don't think a lot of companies can do that. And even with the cyber insurance form, I mean, it's listed out in three sections on most of them. It's network and security controls, ransom controls, and phishing controls. Where does ransom come from 80% of the time? From phishing emails.
Wow. The reason it's broken down into those three areas, folks, is those are the most catastrophic of all. And what you need to remember is, even if you get cyber insurance and you put it in place and dot the I's and cross the T's with the contract, if you're not living up to what the contract mandates you do, you might end up in a situation where ransomware happens, phishing happens, some of these problems occur, and the insurance is going to say, they're going to do their investigation, their audit, their internal whatever, and if you don't have your ducks in a row keeping up your end of the contract, they're out, Newman.
That's correct. And the biggest thing that we find is the cyber insurance is all about multi-factor authentication. If you don't have it, it's not could it happen, it's when will it happen. That's the whole key to this insurance, is that they just want you protected, and if you're not following it, they're going to cancel your contract.
Now, it's interesting to note, too, that there's all kinds of PCI compliance related to credit cards and financial transactions where you've got to document the security of kind of your stack, if it's on your website, or who are you going through for payments and your gateways, and how much is controlled on your local computers versus how much is in the cloud and who controls what. And, you know, when you certify the PCI compliance, it's a massive massive Huge. Bunch of questions that are very detailed that you've got to double down and do. And if you I don't want to say lie, but if you don't understand it and document it right, that can come back and bite you in a big way financially as well, right?
Oh, you end up getting a larger percentage taken out of all your transactions that you get. And a lot of people, you know, they do this with PCI. They get these transactions and everything. And then the company says, hey, we can save you money if you answer these questions and put these controls in place. And they never really read the email. They just, oh, it's just another information email, where it could have actually saved you quite a bit of money in the long run.
Jay, you want to chime in here a little bit?
Yeah, I've done these PCI forms before, and they're very long. Most companies they can't understand it. You know, especially if IT is not your thing, if that's not what your business is about. There's a lot of complex questions about, you know, wireless access points and how numbers are stored and tokens and everything else on your network. And it can be difficult for the average small guy to do.
I totally agree. And that's where network providers can help. We, you know, a lot of times people ask me, how can I lower the premium? And I said, well, there's some basics. One is our cybersecurity IT compliance checklist that you can download and view off our website. The other is provide cybersecurity training every 6 months. That way your employees are actually in the know. You know, create policies and procedures. But the most important is you have to audit the environment either bi-yearly or yearly so that you know that your baseline is secure. And maybe you have to get a managed SOC, or even something like Network Providers provides is a VCSO, a virtual security officer, that can help with the baselining and get you compliant with these regulations.
And just so people understand, when you talk about that security officer, most small to medium companies are like, well, we can't just afford a person, you know,
right,
to do that. So a lot of times when you go to NPI for something like that, Network Providers Inc., .com to learn more, to get signed up to discuss some of these things. But I bring this up because you get a fractional officer, kind of like people do fractional CEOs or fractional COOs or this kind of stuff. It's similar in that you can have basically an outsourced fractional security officer that really understands it, can actually take the time consistently to keep up on it, because it's not a one and done thing either, Newman.
No, it's not. And I mean, it can be one quarter the cost of hiring. I mean, these guys require close to $150,000 a year. That's not including insurance, everything. So with that, it gives you the ability that we can actually manage your security, because we want to take the approach of, even if you have another IT company, who's monitoring the monitors? You should always have a second party to monitor the security side of it and give you a complete and unbiased review of your entire system.
I'm convinced it's about keeping records too. So if you can do these reports, go through these things, train your employees, and you can document that in meaningful ways, then if you ever need to do with the insurance company, you can say, hold on, we train our employees every six That's months. Right. Hold on, we have this security expert in place. Hold on, this is the checklist we're using. Here's the, you know, last five times or four times we've filled it out over the last year or two or whatever the case may be. And you can document that. Then even a lot of times their audits, even if something's not perfect, if they know you're really doing the best job you can, they'll probably be willing to work with you on it, knowing that it's a complicated industry. Even the best can't have it perfect because things change. Sometimes there's zero-day vulnerabilities and all these kind of things that, you know what, you can prepare for most things, and you can reduce your risk-reward analysis big time, but you can't make it zero either, Newman.
That's correct. And things that Network Provider can help with is the baseline, as you talked about. Get a baseline, know where you're at so that you can do changes in that and schedule the changes so that it's not so harsh on the environment and cost you money and things. But also we have great next-gen antivirus. We also have spam and phishing protection that is AI-based and amazing. And we can do all this. Plus we have regulation experience of over 15 years. So we've been doing this a long time, and we know how to help people and what to do to get them focused.
It's important to realize with this insurance, too, there's kind of basic cyber insurance that you can get for different things. And the more detailed the insurance becomes, the more liability protection you have, that drives the premium up. But what also drives the premium up, just so people kind of understand this, is if you are in a special industry, let's just take finance. Yeah. Finance a lot of times has fiduciary responsibilities that go along with it on top of it. If you run, say, pharmacies or these kind of different things, oftentimes there's HIPAA compliance that needs to happen. Or if you're a physician or a doctor's office or a dentist office, there's all these other compliance things on top of it that make it even more uniquely specialized with more regulations that, man, unless you have somebody that does that all day, you'll never keep up, Jay.
Agreed. Now, what do you think, Newman, is the percentage of businesses, small, maybe even medium-sized businesses, that are buying ransomware insurance or cybersecurity insurance?
Right now, it's about 40% to 45% is what I'm seeing. And they're paying outrageous amounts because they marked questions wrong on the form when they could have actually implemented those very quickly before filling out the form so that they could then be protected and say, yes, we now have two factor on and we're very happy. And even the insurance companies will come back and say, when you say no, are you sure you don't want another day or two to implement these things to make sure it's a yes? Because the insurance companies are not out there to just take your money. They ultimately want you protected. They don't want to pay.
Right.
Yeah, in and their perfect world, they'd take your money and they wouldn't pay out a penny ever.
Right? It's not like car insurance, right?
Right. Now, this is interesting, too. When Newman says 40% to answer your question for small to medium businesses, I want you to kind of understand the more you get towards a medium business, the more likely they'll have some kind of a cyber insurance. The tinier the company.
Small businesses are hardly ever.
Don't have it. It's probably maybe at the best 15, 20% for the small companies. And when I'm talking small, I'm talking about, what, 50 employees or less kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Correct.
So if you have if you're a company like that and you've paid for it, but you didn't do your due diligence, you know, you didn't have somebody come in there, and all of a sudden your insurance company sees that or is able to prove it and say, oh, we're not paying on this claim because you didn't do what you were supposed to or whatever. Do you get your premiums back? I'm assuming you're just out all that money that you paid in.
You're out all the money, and they talk to other companies. So there, if you try to apply to another company, they're going to ask, why were you denied at this company when you had full insurance? And they're gonna talk. And
if you're not careful, they'll put you on a blacklist, and you simply will not be able to obtain insurance at all.
Correct. And that's where we don't want to be. And we want to find your compliance. You know, and it's funny because you said HIPAA. HIPAA is now, by December, they're coming out with a new ruling for HIPAA that is going to require a version of NIST compliance with HIPAA. So this is something that's going to actually rock the medical world, because they're going to have to start really complying with security unlike they have been.
Define NIST for our audience.
NIST is a level of security protocols and procedures that the government has defined that will help through different agencies, including the NSA, CIA, the DOD, Department of Defense has been the big one. And what they do is the NIST is a regulation to be able to put in place to know that any of the sensitive information that the government gives you as a vendor, you're not doing nefarious things with. You're not allowing people to access.
It's an acronym that defines standards defined by the government. And, and the standards relate to protocols and best practice and everything else under the sun. It's complicated documentation. That's the acronym that defines that set of regs, if you will.
And I've learned that I'm a whole new level of geek because I've read the whole thing. So,
not many people are doing that.
Right.
And I haven't read the whole thing, but I've read some of it, and I'm telling you that it's complex. And the nuances and the details are really where the difficulties start to occur. You can't just be like, you know, my COO or my this person or my accountant or whatever, you know, they're a pretty good tech guy. Whenever we have a problem, they fix it. They fix the printers. They do this. They do that.
Yep.
That's great. But you can't assume that person is on the level that it takes for true compliance. You just can't that, because it isn't true.
And you can't just walk into CMMC or NIST compliance and think that you're going to be done in 6 months. It's a year and a half commitment to get everything done. You have so many aspects to it that if you don't have somebody that does it day in and day out and is prepared for this, then it's going to be even a longer process.
Now, we've kind of set the stage to have people believe this is so complicated and so, you know, I mean, you're going to lose your shirt and stuff like that. We don't want to scare everybody and make people panic. What we want to do is highlight the reality of the situation so you're clearly aware. What we don't want is, well, you didn't tell me it was to that level. No, yes, we did. But what we want you to understand is, with the right people involved, complicated things become simple. And things that seem to be over your head or that you'll never get done, if you have the right people in place that have done this time and time and time again, they can navigate through those nuances very quickly and efficiently, actually. And so that's something we really want to kind of point out, that getting the right people aboard is the key.
It truly is. And, you know, you take your cyber insurance forms. There's some, most forms are 2 to 2.5 pages. There's some which are almost 8 pages long and deals with everything in security. It's all in what the company's wanting and what they're looking for for the liability. And so with network providers, we've been able to provide our current clients with that for free. We'll go in, we'll tape their cyber forms, we'll get them prepared. Anything that's not outstanding, we'll actually approach the customer, say, hey, look, let's get these implemented. We can do it within the next 2 days, and it's going to lower your premiums because you're able to say yes to things. Once we do all that, the customer is extremely happy. Even if you're not our current customer, but you want to find out where you're at, we're actually providing a free risk assessment that you can register for on our website. And we're doing that till June 30th. I mean, that's a $250 risk assessment. And all we do is we walk in, we put an agent on, we report it, we uninstall it, and then we'll have your report in the next 2 weeks.
And now it's important to know too, if you ever want to sell your company or if you ever want to get a loan for your company, if you can document you have these things in place, believe it or not, I've even heard of corporate loans giving you a discount on your interest rates because you have all that stuff in place. But it doesn't end the value that can be provided. And believe it or not, you think it's super expensive at the start, and it may seem like it, but in the end, I think there's ways to save money that offset most of that too.
You're so true. I literally heard about that bank thing the other day, and it's amazing what just a little bit of security awareness can do. And we're not saying that you have to have all these controls and everything in place. We're simply saying to answer these questions, you're going to have to know that you have 2FMA involved. You got to know that you have next gen antivirus involved, and you got to know that you have a phishing protection where it's scam and phishing protection tied in.
Yeah, it's important to know too. I mean, you've got a lot of experience at the table. You got Newman, that's all things tech. You got the owner of Network Providers Incorporated that used to work for Zions Bank and Security. That's where Newman and the owner Jay met. I've got a lot of experience, not only in IT. I've been at it for a long time, more than, you know, about 40 years, I guess. But I've got insurance. I was insurance licensed, and I was also mortgage licensed for residential and corporate or, you know, business mortgages, corporate mortgages. And you gain a lot of knowledge about insurance, how the audits work and how appraisals work and all that. All that applies to IT. Different topic, but the principles are the same. You make a claim, you better back it up with documentation. You got a problem or something that doesn't, you know, on the surface make sense, you've got to have a letter of explanation defining it. Okay, the same thing is true in the IT world. If you document your stuff, that's half the battle. Because with that documentation, if you continually follow up on it, you've got a situation where, hey, it's easy to know where your holes are. Without that documentation, without that, quote, roadmap, you have no idea, Newman.
Oh, and that is so true, Sam. It's the fact that most regulations, as well as any standard security process and procedure, should have at least 13 months of documentation and change management control. And even if you're a small business, you don't have to worry about that. If you look at our company and look at what we provide, we can actually give you that structure in a drag and drop type atmosphere where we have the policies and everything defined. And we can even show, if you have an IT administrator, we can show them how to do the audits and document them so that you're protected and you'll pass these with flying colors.
I think that, you know, documentation is key. I also think making sure you train your people. Your people can be the worst in terms of more than even computers. People can be the worst problem. They can also be your greatest asset if they're trained right. Jay, you do a lot of training at the companies you work for and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I do. And I find that the documentation is super helpful, not just for yourself and when you're trying to do things or expand things or improve things. But if you ever have a problem and you have to bring in a third party, let's say you have a meltdown or a cyber ransomware or whatever, that documentation can save you days for getting other people up to speed to help you get out of a jam.
Newman?
It's so true. And, you know, if there's one thing that I would say to implement, which is, it's a little awkward if you haven't taken drama in high school, you know, but a tabletop discussion. Simply get all the players in the company together and role play. Okay, we just got ransomed. What do you do? What do you do? who's going to do this, who's going to do that. That is stuff that's also now being talked about in the cyber insurance forums, and this is stuff that VCSO does, or the chief security officer. He should be holding these every 6 months so that people, it's like a fireman. You don't want them to come out and take your house and put the fire out if they're not fully trained, right?
Well, yeah, they might decide to do the wrong things with electricity. It'll go really
bad. Why are they at the neighbor's house and it's not on fire?
But, you know, you got to have an instant response plan, too, an IRP in place, too, where it's like, hey,
yes,
when this happens, do we just pull out the plan and follow it? Or do you scramble and go, oh, my gosh, what do we do? Who do we call? Where do we? I'm looking in the phone book. What are you doing? You know, the key is that instant response plan, I think, Newman.
Yep. And we actually have all of that defined because almost all the insurance companies want a security plan in place. And we have that documented that we can help you with. And really, it's amazing that we've been able to acquire all of these things based upon the regulations we've done and what we can do for the customers.
Final thought, Jay?
I think that it's good to have all that stuff. I agree with you guys. You got to have it. And I know NPI can help people if they don't have that disaster preparedness plan, that IT data security policies, make those things happen.
I would say this, too. It's something that I want people to understand. You don't need to just look at the end and then say, my gosh, I'll never get to the, it's like a 26-mile marathon. You look at the end and you just go, I'm not even going to start. But you can't think of it that way. You got to just say, listen, I'm going to start on this thing. I'm going to run the first mile. All I'm going to worry about is the first mile, okay? I know I've run a mile before, I can run a mile, okay? And then once you get that done, you're like, hey, can I run another mile? You know what? I think I can. And they say it's mile 17, 18, where people get their second wind a lot of times. It's kind of like that with this stuff. Once you get started, and if you just relentlessly keep kind of plodding along, that's a little bit like the tortoise and the hare, too. Before you know it, it's like, hey, we're way further along than we thought would be. So take a little bit at a time, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day, Newman.
It really wasn't. And, you know, being built like Chris Farley, I'll be at the finish line helping them. So,
all right. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. NetworkProvidersInc.com is our website. You can sign up between now and June. Now in June, where you can get, what is it, free?
Yeah, it's free. It's actually a risk assessment, no cost, and we'll even provide a full 30-page report on how your system is. It covers multiple aspects, including patches, firewall, external IPs, two-factor, and all your user accounts and that. So it covers quite a bit in this risk assessment.
All right. You can get started for free, ladies and gentlemen. What an offer that is. NetworkProvidersInc.com if you want to do that. And we don't mean this to be just a big ad. If you want to go to other companies, by all means, do what you think is best. I'm just telling you, you've got a friend in the honest IT business with Network Providers, Inc. If you want to learn more about our podcasts and radio shows and share them with your friends, and you can go to NPITechGuys.com. You can sign up for our email list, which will let you get all kinds of cool notifications. This is part of the training that I was talking about, too. I just got an email from NPI because I'm on the list, and it says this: cybersecurity tip, if this type of alert pops up, do not click on it. And then it goes through and kind of explains. And you can get those for free if you go to networkprovidersinc.com or NPITechGuys.com. You can get those for free, and those really help if you spread those through your company and people kind of pay attention to them. Just reading those little blips whenever they come out every day, every couple of days, whatever, they don't overwhelm your email, but you know, they come out reasonably often. But if you pay attention to those, pretty soon you just get smarter and smarter and smarter with these little teeny blips. But after a while, it's like, hey, a wealth of knowledge is transferred. All right, there you have it. Insurance. Get a partner that knows how to help you navigate that complicated topic of cyber insurance. Thank you, Newman. Thank you, Jay. Thanks to everyone listening. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. NPITechGuys.com. Thanks so much, and make it a great tech day, will you?